This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Look, we get it. These are anxiety-inducing times, and yeah, probably the past half hour of uncertainty and economic unknowns hasn't helped. And everybody's got their own ways of dealing with it. But increasingly, mental health and meditation apps. It's an industry that's expected to be worth $2 billion within a couple of years. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on the business of calm.
Chelsea Harley's mind is running laps.
Between the elections happening right now, race wars and police brutality, it's so chaotic.
Harley's 24 and lives in Atlanta. A couple weeks ago, she downloaded the meditation app Calm.
It's like a sigh of relief, you know what I mean? It brings a point of peace.
One of her favorite features is the celebrity-led meditations. Scottie Pippen talks you through his basketball journey. Lucy Liu reads you a story. Matthew McConaughey puts you to sleep.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
A Calm subscription costs $69.99 a year, and the app's been downloaded 80 million times. It jumped to the top of Apple's health and fitness category on election day. Other apps like Headspace, Reflectly, and Sleepiest aren't far behind. Richard Davidson directs the Center for Healthy Minds at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
You know, if there's one thing that these simple practices can do, they can train attention.
Davidson says they can also help with loneliness, depression, and anxiety, all made worse by the pandemic. Ananda Ghosh at NYU Stern says poor access to healthcare and higher smartphone penetration has made health the fastest growing app category. And it's trending away from fitness and nutrition and toward mindfulness. Plus, these interactive apps are getting better.
The features that were available in mobile apps 5 years back, are a lot more rudimentary then compared to what we have now.
Because when you boil it down, these companies aren't just app makers. They're content creators. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.